Mm-hmm. And if you bought something, say at the pharmacy, the pharmacist might put it into a
bag
made of
paper.
Would you just call it a bag, or is there anything else you might call it?
Sack.
Is that the same thing? Bag or sack? Suppose it's made of cloth.
Bag.
All right. Mm-hmm. And what about that very rough cloth that maybe potatoes came in or feed?
Sack.
Did you ever hear it called a something sack? Like, tell me if any of these sound familiar. Toe sack, croaker sack, gunny.
Croaker sack.
You know croaker sack? How about gunny sack or burlap sack or bag? Croaker sack is the most familiar? Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Then, I just lost my place. No, I didn't. What would you call the amount of corn, you won't know this, I bet, that you would take to the mill to be ground? Unless you lived on a farm, you wouldn't know it, I'm sure. Well, what would you call the amount of wood that you could carry in your arms? Go bring in a what of wood? Arm something.
Load? I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. And if the light burned out in an electric lamp, you'd screw in a new
bulb.
And what kind of bulb? Just a two-word thing, a something bulb.
A light bulb.
Yeah. And then to carry the washing out on the line, the woman might put it into a
basket.
Mm-hmm. And to keep the liquid from spilling out of a bottle, you might put in the top of it a
stopper.
Okay. What's that made of?
Rubber.
Or? What's in the top of a wine bottle?
Cork.
Okay. Could a stopper be made of cork?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then what do you call the little instrument you play like that?
Harmonica.
Any other name for that?
I've heard of harp, but I don't call it that.
Who says harp? That?
Well, sometimes my father says that.
Oh, good. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, that's an older term. Do you know what you call the little instrument that you hold between your teeth and pluck?
No, thank you.
Did you ever hear of a Jew's harp? No. Okay. Then what do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Mm-hmm. And here's some wagon questions, which you very likely will not know. But if you hitch a horse to a wagon, or if you hitch two horses to a wagon, what's the wooden piece that goes between them? All right, if you hitch one horse to a wagon, what are the two wooden pieces that he goes between? Okay, do you know what you call the bar of wood that the traces fasten to on the wagon? Or if you had two horses, what those traces would fasten to. Okay, that's a single tree and a double tree for your education. You probably will never need to know that, never in your whole life.
Because I'm a cowboy.
Then, on a wheel, in the middle you've got the hub, and then you've got the spokes going out. And what is the thing around the edge, the outside?
Wheel? I don't know.
Okay. Then, if you are moving some wood, if a man was taking wood from one place to another and loading it and unloading it, what would you say he's doing?
Just moving wood. I don't know.
It's a word that means moving heavy things along that begins with an H and ends in an L.
Holly?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. There's certain words that I need to hear how you pronounce, and so if necessary, I will spell them or even say them myself to see how you pronounce them. Then, if there was a log across the road and too heavy for you to lift, you might tie a chain around it and...
drag it.
Mm-hmm. And so yesterday I...
drug it.
And I have...
dragged.
Okay. And then what would you break the ground with if you were a farmer in the spring?
A hoe.
Well, thing that mules would pull.
Plow.
Mm-hmm. And do you know any types of plows?
No.
Do you know what would break the ground up even finer than a plow? Which I will spell for you. It's H-A-R-R-O-W. How would you say that?
H-A-R-R-O-W?
H-A-R-R-O-W.
Harrow?
You don't know the word at all?
I've never heard it.